Anyway, the job at Domigavie was great, and we were there for 35 years, so it must have been a good job. And until we retired,
You were head keeper now.
I was this single-handed place. I was just the keeper, and Sheila was did the housekeeping and looked after all that side of it in the shooting lodge, and looked after the visitors and everything. So and of course by that time we had three children, three girls, and they all did very well at school. All went to university, and did it all on their own. We didn't push them, they did it all on their own. The only trouble is then with the move away from home to get good jobs. They had to move. There wasn't many jobs going at that time.
So, tell us about your work as a gamekeeper, what you had to do. What
Yes.
sort of things did you have to do? I have no idea.
Well, on the stately cart, it was grouse and deer. So we had to do the deer culling. We had guests to shoot the stags, but the hinds were mostly culled with the stalker himself. And generally look after the estate in the springtime, heather burning, and a lot of it was beyond your control anyway, but you were always hoping for more grouse, and you did all you could to try and help that along.
Did you have any very bad years when there wasn't so much?
Yes, we had several bad years. It goes in, tends to go in
Cycles.
cycles, you know.
Well, you've seen many changes in the gamekeeping since you worked.
Yes. They don't seem to walk as much as we used to. They seem to get everything they need, to facilitate, help their job,
And you had dogs.
I used to have Labradors at one time, but I changed to Spaniels and found them more fun, really. Maybe more of a challenge as well. But I still, up until now, I've managed to help out at the grouse shooting, but I'm not so sure about this year whether I'll be fit or not.
Since you retired, you've still kept in touch
Yes, I've kept in
and
touch,
done
and I,
some.
yes, and helping out with the odd pheasant shoot in the winter time. I really enjoy getting out, and it keeps you in touch with all your old colleagues.
Yes. Talking about old colleagues, anyone you particularly
Well, some of them are still around yet.
remember?
The servants still
Characters.
around yet.
No one else worked at Dalmigavie but you and Sheila.
Yes, that's right. And I think it's still that way yet, because it's not a big estate. It's
No.
5,500 acres, which is small for around here, The average would be about 10,000 acres, although Coignafern is over 40,000 acres. It's a massive place, just a wilderness, but huge big place.
Oh, fishing too in the river,
Of course, there was the fishing. Did you deal with the
Yeah,
fishing at
yes,
all?
we were fishing,
You
yes,
did.
but I used to help wet days fishing, but I didn't gilly for them. Everybody just got on with them. They were all experienced fishermen and just got on with it themselves. And I used to fish a wee bit too, but it wasn't a big thing with me. I wasn't a very good fisherman, not a good fly fisherman anyway. I could catch fish, but mostly it was spinning or on a worm or something like that. I think I was spoiled when I was a boy. I found that easier and never learned to fish properly with a fly.